to those bearing responsibilities in Washington and other centers. Elmshaven Sanitarium, California, January 6, 1908. God has given me a message for the men who are carrying large responsibilities in Washington and other centers of the work. This is a time when the work of God should be conducted with the greatest wisdom, unselfishness, and the strictest integrity by every conference. A time when there should be the closest observance of the law of God on the part of every worker, a walking and working under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. God needs men and women who will work in the simplicity of Christ to bring the knowledge of truth before those who need its converting power. But when a precise line is laid down which the workers must follow in their efforts to proclaim the message, a limit is set to the usefulness of a great number of workers. I am charged to speak, saying, God seeth not as man seeth. Those who occupy responsible positions need to place a lower estimate upon the value of human wisdom and to esteem more highly the sanctification of the Spirit revealed in the lowliness and gentleness of Christ. They need to have the Holy Spirit come into their hearts and minds to control their wills and to sanctify their tongues. When soul and mind and body are converted to God, our physical strength and our desires will become working agencies for God. When the converting power of God transforms a life, we shall be educated by God Himself to speak His words and work His works. When soul and mind and body are converted to God, our physical strength and our desires will become working agencies for God. When the converting power of God transforms a life, we shall be educated by God Himself to speak His words and work His works. The law of God is to be magnified. Its claims must be presented by our workers in our books and papers and through the spoken word. The knowledge of its holy character is to become widespread. The message of Christ's righteousness must be proclaimed from one end of the earth to the other. Our people are to be aroused to prepare the way of the Lord. The third angel's message, the last message of mercy to a perishing world, is so sacred, so glorious. Let the light go forth as a lamp that burneth. Mysteries into which angels have desired to look, that prophets and kings and righteous men desired to know, the Church of God is now to unfold. An illustration. Ezekiel writes, afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters, and waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000, and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000, and brought me through, the waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi even unto En-Eglaim. They shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. But the miry places thereof and the marishes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt, and by the river upon the bank thereof on this side and on that side shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. This representation is an illustration of the way in which the truth of this time is to go. A large work is to be done by many who have commenced in a small way. Many souls will be reached not through display, not through any devising on the part of man, but because of the working of the Holy Spirit on the hearts of the human agencies. The Savior worked in this way. When his methods become the methods of his followers, his blessing will attend their labors. Let us always remember that our schools are not to be conducted after the worldly plan. The work of the Madison School. In the work being done at the training school for home and foreign missionary teachers in Madison, Tennessee, and in the smallest schools established by the teachers who have gone forth from Madison, we have an illustration of a way in which the message should be carried. I would say to the workers there, continue to learn of Christ. Do not be daunted. Be free in the Lord. Be free. Much acceptable work has been done in Madison. The Lord says to you, go forward. Your school is to be an example of how Bible study, general education, physical education, and sanitarium work may be combined in many smaller schools that shall be established in simplicity in many places in the southern states. My brethren in responsible places mourn not over the work that is being done at Madison to train workers to go forth into the highways and the hedges. It is the will of God that this work should be done. Let us cease to criticize the servants of God and humble our own hearts before the Lord. Let us strengthen this company to continue the good work in which they are engaged and labor to encourage others to do a similar work. Then the light of truth will be carried in a simple and effective way, and a great work will be accomplished for the Master in a short time. When the Lord favors any of his servants with worldly advantages, it is that they may use those advantages for the benefit of the work. As laborers together with God, men are to keep constantly in mind the need of giving the message of Christ's soon coming to the people who have not been warned. In this we are not left to human intelligence alone, for angels of God are waiting to encourage us in a life of patience and self-denial. We are to learn to be content with simple food and clothing, that we may save much means to be invested in the work of the gospel. The gospel of Christ calls for entire consecration. The Christian sower is to go forth to sow, but many of their fretting and contentions are disqualifying themselves for labor. Their sluggish senses do not discern how feeble are their efforts and how strong is their unbelief.